seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. That's a word for you. Tell him God will make a way. Let's sing it one more time before we get the word. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be. He works in ways. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me, and he will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will be my guide. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah. Tell you what, I almost got blessed on that one, huh? I mean, you just sing these songs. And you know, I like that last line of that song said, with love and strength. Everybody say, with love and strength. Say it one more time. Love and strength for each new day. I tell you what, if you want to find provision for a day, it's the love of God. If you know God wants to get you through something, many times we just think, if you just give me the money for it, if you just work the situation out, everything will be okay. But I tell you what, God promises you love for the day. Love for that day that God gives you will always make a way for you. Say, love, nothing's impossible with love, people. Absolutely nothing. So whatever you're facing in your life, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you got in the back of your mind, the love of God can handle it. You just respond in love and find a reason to love somebody and do something about it, and God will work it out. I tell you what, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And I'm here to be a witness to you, to tell you that he provides love for every day. Amen. And I'm glad enough to say that I'm rich in love, that I can walk this week out in the love of God, in the grace of God, in the anointing of God. The devil's not able to steal your joy. He can't steal my joy. You can win. You can overcome in every circumstance. You know, when I felt that the love of God overflowing even before onslaughts, somebody say supernatural grace. Supernatural love and supernatural, just the supernatural power of God is good enough. We had good church on Friday night, and you know, it was one of those life-changing meetings for me, life-changing services for me. I mean, it was one that makes you make decisions. Amen. Make a change. And after Friday night, I've been working some things through in my spirit, working some things through my heart, and some changes that we need to go for. You know, when I figured out Friday night, you know, it's everybody, think about this. Look at somebody and say, the devil is real. I mean, we knew it, you know. I mean, we all believe that, you know. We see the devil in movies and different things, and, you know, when everything bad happens, we say, oh, boy, the devil. You know what I'm saying? But you know what, people? The devil, you know, this is the lesson I've learned this month, or this, the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I've learned that there is a devil. I've always known it, amen. But boy, do I know he's alive, well, and active, amen. And that we just can't push it under the carpet. When Jesus told us to do certain things, we as a church need to do it, whether anybody else is doing it or not, because it's absolutely necessary. Amen. You know, we want to, today's thing, we want to polish up services. We want to polish up this and polish up that, make it perfect. You know, we don't want to scare anybody to do anything. But Jesus told us to do certain things. Amen. Amen. He said, go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. He also said to cast out devils. Amen. Wow. well, that's an old thing. They only do that in West Virginia. You know, they wouldn't do that in the Woodlands, Texas. I tell you what, where there's a devil, amen, there needs to be power to make a difference and to set people free. Well, someone said, well, we don't have it in our church. Well, maybe the devil's happy. Maybe he's comfortable. Maybe he can get along. But I've noticed one thing, whether we mess with him or not, every once in a while the devil gets mad and he shows up. But thank God, because God told us to do certain things. Amen. He told us to cast out devils, and I'm not afraid to do it. Now, that's an assignment. That's one of the things we need to add in there. Some say, well, what about all these other things? Well, we just, the early church that I grew up in, they had services. It was a wonderful church, a big church, and they must have had such a revival going on and so many people getting saved with so many things in their life. You know, I looked on the bulletin board, and that church started way back in the 40s or whatever it was, and they'd say Sunday morning worship service, you know. Then they had the Bible study at night. Then they had the Bible radio broadcast at night. And then the last service of the day was a deliverance service. I said, what is the deal with that deliverance service? Well, you know what they figured out? That certain people need to be free. You know, and we can call it all a game, we can call it all a flash or whatever, but I'd hate to stand in front of God on the last day, amen, and say, you saw the devil's activity and did absolutely nothing about it. You refused to believe. I believe that people are under demonic oppression and they need to be set free. And the devil's real mad. If you don't think there's a devil, hang out with me for a couple of days. Amen. I'm not saying I'm the devil. Amen. I mean, it's just one of those things where every spirit that can manifest, you know, it's like they take breaks and they said, all right, y'all, march, attack, you know. And every devil you can, you know, I mean, any devil that you can think that could act up will act up at one time. You know, God's just saying, well, you have the power to deal with. So I want you to do something. Someone say, he will be my God, hold me closer to his side with love and strength. Someone say, love and strength. He will give us love and strength for every new day. Even if the devil shows up behind a bush, you got enough love and strength to deal with it. Look at somebody and say, devil. You need to let the devil know, you know what, I have enough love and strength of God to deal with this circumstance and I'm going to win. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. See that none, somebody say, see that none render evil for evil unto any man. So say, don't render evil. I mean, there are certain people, I mean, you really think about it in the flesh, we think they really deserve a good slap. And I used to be one, you know, I used to think it was my assignment to be the tongue lasher. And I said, that one just needs a real good tongue lashing. If they get that lashing, everything will be all right. But we've got to learn something that God calls us to work, to walk in a way. He's called us as believers, as Christians, that we can walk in a light, that we don't have to be like everybody else and still win. Amen. Some say you can fight, but you don't have to get dirty. He said, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow, some say follow, that which is good. Some say good and evil. Say it again. Good. Y'all got to speak out real loud. Say good and evil. Don't render evil, follow good. Don't render evil, follow good. Every evil thing in your life, every negative thing, every devilish thing in your life is only out there to get you distracted.
That's right.
Amen. To get you distracted, to get you thinking about the wrong thing, to get you to do the wrong thing. Amen. So say, stay on the good path. Well, evil comes in many different ways. There are certain evil things, you know, there are certain evil that can't touch you. It's just noisy evil. Everybody ever heard of noisy evil? Everybody write down the word noisy evil. You know, I mean, they just won't shut up. The devil just won't make it. Some say, noisy devils. You know, they've been talking for years, but they can't do anything. It's just noise. You know, when the devils, you can tell when Jesus is in the place and you can tell when Jesus is in somebody's heart. You know what? They're not noisy. Some people call them messy and noisy. You know, there are certain people, you know, when the storm comes in their life, I mean, they just zap out and freak out and scream. But when we've been in Jesus for a while, you know, we've learned when storms and opposition comes and things happen, we don't have to lose our head. We don't have to lose our mind. Amen. We don't have to throw our faith to the side. Amen. We don't have to get noisy. This word evil can also be interpreted noisy. Everybody say noisy. I looked that up in the Greek, and of course it means evil. It means depraved, injurious, harm. There are certain people, whether you realize it, the devil is out there, you know what, and he has the ability to influence people. Not everybody means you good. And we get upset when people just aren't, everybody's not willing to give you a rose or buy you a cup of coffee. There are people out there that mean you harm. Maybe it's just my life. You think, what did I do? Sometimes people just don't like you. It might be your color hair. It might be your personality. It might be your negative mouth. Amen. But for whatever reason, there are people out there that mean you harm. And that harm that they want to portray on you, they just want to create noise and havoc in your life. You know that's what the devil wants to do? Somebody say devil. Say it one more time. If he can't steal your joy, he would want to get in your life and just keep your atmosphere. We're supposed to live in peace. The Bible says, live in peace with all men. You should be able to do what God wants you to do. Amen. But you know, the devil will stick his ugly head up and just make a bunch of noise in the background. Nothing worse than that. Somebody say, noisy devils. Well, the Bible says, listen, when they get noisy, don't get noisy. Look at someone and say, I refuse to get noisy with any devil. Or any situation. When slander comes about, you can jump right in it and say, wait a minute, what if I got to tell my side? I tell you what, Jesus already knows it. Amen. Now you can prove your point, win your case, whatever. That's not going to fix anything. Amen. I will never. I've learned this. I've read this scripture. Don't render evil for evil. When people out there get noisy, losing their mind and getting out there, I'm not going to stoop to their level. Glory to God. I refuse to get noisy. Let tacky people be tacky. Amen. You stick with God. Amen?
That's right.
Let me tell you something. The truth will always outlive a lie. Yeah. So, are we learning anything?
Yes.
Listen, I tell you what. This is what I've decided. This is what I'm choosing to walk in. You know, there have been days where certain things have happened and we wanted to respond a certain way and we figure out that doesn't work. Amen. So we better do it God's way. The only noise I want to make from this is the pack I'm learning to place in my life, and I want you to join me in it. The only noise that I want to make is a joyful noise unto the Lord. When's the last time you got noisy? And you know, when we look at noise in the Bible, most of the time when it talks about noise and racket, raised voice, rage, and all these things, I've gotten to the point where I said, listen, devil, I refuse to get noisy on stupid stuff. I refuse to get noisy trying to defend myself. I refuse just to make noise. The only noise that I want to make, when you hear me scream, rant, and holler, and act like a fool, I want to scream, rant, and holler, and act like a fool for God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to give all my noise to God. See, when the enemy comes, you just feel like you want to snap. Get to church and get real noisy. Hallelujah. The Bible says, listen, rejoice when people revile you and say all manner of evil things about you. Somebody say, get noisy. Somebody thinking, you know, when they see you shouting and dancing, we shout and dance around here, scream and holler and run around. Sometimes they say, well, they must have got a new car. They must have got a new house. You need to run around and say, no, somebody's talking about me. Hallelujah. So they say, rejoice. Why are you shouting so hard? Things must be going real good. No, the devil's out there. Amen. But I'm going to be victorious. I refuse to let them get me down. The only noise, devil or anybody out there, the only noise that I'll make, amen, is a joyful noise unto God.
Amen.
You'll win when you get that attitude.
Amen.
I will do it. Hallelujah. I will do it. And you can do it too. And you can win. Somebody say noise control.
Noise.
Say nosy people
noisy.
Become noisy people.
Somebody
say, I'm so nosy. I'm just so nosy. I don't know. I'm so noisy. I always got something to say. I'm always mad about something. I'm always making a bunch of noise. Somebody say, well, listen, you wouldn't be so noisy if you wouldn't be so nosy. Glory to God. Any nosy people out there, amen. Any noisy people, I can make you mad today. Hallelujah. I can make you mad today. Listen, most of your noise, amen, comes about because you didn't stuck your nose, amen, and stuff you didn't have no business sticking your nose in, amen. There is some stuff out there that we get upset with. It doesn't affect us at all. So I say, I refuse to be a nosy, noisy person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody looked at me like I'm crazy. Hallelujah. Oh, I think we're going to repeat that again. I got a smile out there. Amen. I refuse to be a nosy, noisy person. How many believe prophetic words that we really want to get deep within our heart and deep within our spirits and stick there? Amen. Now that we figured out, someone say, now that you figured out what not to do, now you need to be told what to do. See, many of us are spending, wasting our time yelling at the devil. Amen. Doing stuff, fighting, you know, the devil's already lost. That thing is already accomplished, you know. Just speak the word and go on. Get on to what you should be doing. And we talked about it on Friday night, and I want to hit it again tonight. Someone said, rejoice evermore. Say it one more time. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in everything. Didn't say because of everything. It said in everything. That means in every situation. In everything, give thanks. For the situation that you're dealing with, whether you realize it or not, amen? God wants you to overcome in every circumstance. But we think, I can't believe I'm dealing with this. I can't believe I'm going through this. This is so rough. It's so bad. Now listen, for the thing that you deal with is the will of God. It's the will of God, not that you be overcome with that situation, amen? But it's the will of God that you walk through that situation. So it's telling you, we're going to learn tonight when we got these things going on in our lives and different things we don't understand. You know, we give the devil credit. The devil's totally in control of my life. Everything is messed up. I tell you what, God is in charge. God is in control. The Bible says he will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can take. And if you just learn to walk in joy, some say rejoicing, and prayer, and an attitude of gratitude, you'll make it through. You'll never be disappointed about any day that you ever get. Starting times, closing times, or whatever else. Every cup, somebody say Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Says in everything rejoice. In everything give thanks. Somebody say in everything give thanks.
In everything give thanks.
So many of us want to run from life. We want to run from life. We want to run from situations. We want to run from hardships. We want to run from conflict. We want to run from difficulty. The Bible says, no, in everything give thanks. A lot of my friends say, you know, we're over in the faith camp. We're there and we'll stay there. Amen. But they say, oh, don't thank when rough things come on. The Bible says in everything give thanks. And this scripture is going to back it up. There are some things that God serves on our plate, whether we realize it or not. Somebody say, well, I got this husband. Boy, is he a worker. Amen. What about this wife? What about these? What about all these things? There are a lot of things that have been dished out on your plate. Lots of things you know you need to do. Assignments, ministries, difficulties. Boy, I'd love to have it an easier way, but I know deep down inside my heart, this is what God wants me to walk through, even though it's difficult. And say, when difficult things are served to your plate, say thanks. Every once in a while, we get peed. You know, when you were a kid, you didn't like certain vegetables that came on your plate. You know, if they put some peas on your plate, you'd gripe about it. But if you were raised right, they say, you better be thankful for those peas. They're going to help you later on. Amen. There are some things that you got in your plate right now that you're walking through. All things work together for good. So say everything works together for good. And we're so quick to, when difficult things come or things that seem to hurt us or that meant to damage us and do certain things, we're always thinking, boy, you know, somebody say, no, I'm going to look for God. I'm going to look for the good in it. I'm going to come out better after it's all over.
when they took Joseph and threw Joseph in that hole, I mean, it looked like it was over. They didn't like Joseph, so they dug a hole and they put him in the hole and said, boy, we're going to wear you out. This is it for you. We're putting you out of this family. You know, and they stuck him in a hole and left him for dead. I say, all things work together for good. And there's some holes that are being dug for a lot of people. You feel like you're in a hole that the devil's dug, you just can't get out. It's meant for good. Every one of your onslaughts, amen, God will turn all things around for your good. Amen. He'll cause those stones that are thrown on you and people that put stones out there to cause you to trip or stumble. God will allow those things to become stepping stones to victory. Amen. I refuse to let the devil have control over my life. Amen. Amen. Whatever he throws, amen, if he gives you lemons, amen, they say make lemonade out of it. I'm going to work it. All things work together for the good. There's not a thing that's going on in your life right now that God can't turn it around and make you a better person for and cause you to win. Why don't you stand up and we're going to pray for you. Amen. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And God, right now, in the name of it, thank you for all things on the plate. Things that don't even set. Lord, it doesn't even seem like we can digest it all, that we can get the whole thing down. I prayed a prayer a long time ago. It was like, Lord, I put too much junk in my mouth. Please help me chew. Amen. Some of you got a lot of stuff in your mouth, you know, that you put in there, and it's hard to really swallow. Amen. God will help you chew. Amen. Father, we give you thanks for our lives. We give you thanks, Father, for everything that's going on right now, all circumstances right now, Father God, for you're going to teach us in it, Father God, that all things are working together for good, that no weapon formed against us will ever be able to prosper because we love you and trust you and decide to walk in supernatural grace and supernatural love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.